Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
You look so sad.
I have a heavy heart.
Oh, it just, it feels like so bad, like outside, and
I'm just, weather's different.
Yeah, and I'm tired and hungry. Started a new workout plan, eating low carbs. I feel like I can eat the mic.
Oh my God.
So hungry.
I'm sure that you are. It's a good thing I didn't offer you any of my chocolate.
I would have had
Hershey's king size. I've never eaten an entire one all by myself. But
oh, wow. Because sharing is caring.
It is caring, but not right now.
Mm. Isn't that time of the month?
Probably.
Oh, I usually eat chocolate when I'm on my cycle.
You know what? So do I. Because any other time, I don't fuck with it. I don't care.
So, look, guys, I cannot remember what episode we're on. Can you?
We're not on 9?
No, I think we're past 9.
12.
Potentially. Possibly. I don't
Possibly.
Know.
Possibly. 12 feels good.
But we are still in season 2. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And today's episode is going to be just a little different. And let's see. Random and on the spot, no outline.
Yeah, no outline.
So it's what was the word that I used earlier?
I wanted to say free form, but that wasn't it.
Free form is a channel. I like that channel.
It is.
They have really good like Christmas movies.
Oh, they do.
Impromptu. Was that the word? Impromptu? No.
No, that wasn't it.
There was another word that I used.
You said no outline.
I can't remember. It'll come.
So
we're basically just going to be talking about whatever comes to mind.
Yeah.
And things that are bothering us or that we've heard about or maybe that our friends are experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
We think that at times things don't have to be scripted. And we should address things that are very raw and very real. And they can be all over the place in terms of topics. Mm-hmm. So,
yep.
So what's going on?
I just have such a heavy heart. I don't even know how to like start it. But, you know, I was talking a little bit about it with you day before yesterday. Or yesterday, I don't remember. But I have a condition.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's the actual name, the formal name of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it happened when my mom died. It was just like, it was major stress, trauma, whatever. Anyways, I went to bed one day, woke up that morning. Hair under my chin.
Oh, wow.
And I can't remember how old I was. I think it was like 12, because I was going to be a teenager the next year.
So it was stress-induced?
It had to have been.
Yeah.
It had to have been. So from like preteen until now, you know, I've had to deal with it. And I think starting out, it was okay, you know, because I thought I was pretty good about hiding it and things like that. But it's annoying, you know, like waking up and having to shave your face. Like it's
Is it just, like a lot of hair? Because I never see hair.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Then I'm doing a good job.
So is it like, it looks like a man's beard?
Yeah, it looks like peach fuzz. Like, it's thicker than peach fuzz.
Mm.
But what's even worse is, like, I belched. like where it leaves like your pores are like a lot like those razor bumps. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, razor bumps. And I've seen like other women that have it, mm-hmm. and it's really bad. Mine used to be really bad until, you know, it wasn't like that anymore. I went to like this laser, hair removal type deal, mm-hmm. and it was so painful.
You still do that?
Sometimes. But it's just really painful. I remember like sitting in the car crying. It's like, this is ridiculous. I didn't ask for this.
So it got to the point where you couldn't stand the hair anymore and you decided to get laser removal?
I mean, I think that I wanted it, mm-hmm. but the way that it happened, mm-hmm. it was just so traumatizing. Mm. So, you know, I was told by someone that they didn't like it. Oh. And so I didn't want to seem like ungrateful for it.
What?
I don't know. Just my mindset. You
respected this person.
Oh, yeah.
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 And so you valued their opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
They played a major part in your life.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
For a while. Mm-hmm. And I just knew from then on, you know, I'm not beautiful.
No.
It's just like, it's so annoying to wake up and have to do this every morning. And God forbid if I forget. I've even had someone reach out that was sitting right next to me, mm-hmm. and rub their finger underneath my chin. And I was mortified and angry. And I just remember, like, just crying all night, even the next couple of days. I remember, like, being a teenager and, like, me and my girlfriends, you know, well, older than a teenager because we were in clubs by then. But, you know, I am an outgoing person. Mm-hmm. And I am a social butterfly is what they call it.
And I they call it
so I forget, you know, because I'm just such a happy person, mm-hmm. But wow, the look when they notice,
the girlfriends
or no, just like guys, mm-hmm. you know, like if they notice, it really does hinder me. I think the last something it's just so traumatic. It's just not like, it's just really annoying. It just angers me.
What angers you the most? That you actually have to deal with it, or the responses that you get from other people?
All of it.
Okay. Can I say something? Mm-hmm. So I feel like the best way to address trauma, mm-hmm. is to put it out there. It's just like, look. Like, for instance, if you want to date somebody, mm-hmm. it's just like, look, I'm not perfect. I got hair under my chin. I got to shave it every other day. Like, mm-hmm. this is just me. This is who I am.
Yeah.
The more that you start to love yourself and know that that's a part of your life, mm-hmm. then everything else will start to fall in line. Mm. Because that type of thing, it's not like you can change it.
No.
You can do things to upkeep it. Mm-hmm. You can shave it. You can laser it.
Yeah.
And if you don't. If that's tiring, mm-hmm. it's your choice to let it grow.
Yeah, it is.
And if you don't want to let it grow, mm-hmm. then you're going to have to suck it up a little bit and true. Say, okay, mm-hmm. well, I'll use this option.
But at least it'll be my mm-hmm. my choice.
Your choice.
I think that's what I'm still learning.
Yeah. And I apologize that you, I'm sorry for whatever asshole did that to you, but you don't. I can't tell you what to do, but try your best to accept you, because if you don't accept you, then it'll be easy mm-hmm. for other people not to accept you. Mm-hmm. And I know from experience and just from looking at, you know, situations and being in situations that people, they prey on people who are not like safe with themselves. And I think maybe you had been at a vulnerable point mm-hmm. where you trusted this person, mm-hmm. you love this person, you respected them to the point where their opinion mattered more than your own.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that's the only way that people can have like a control over us
mm-hmm.
because we put them on like a high pedestal.
True.
My advice to you, baby, is to fall in love with you mm-hmm. and understand and know that if that's a part of who you are, you get to choose whether you want to shave it or don't shave it, or laser it or don't laser
yeah.
it, or nair it or wax it or whatever.
Oh, goodness.
Waxing will actually take it away for like a week or two.
Actually, I'm not supposed to wax.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's bad.
The doctor said?
Mm-hmm. Waxing, because that's a sensitive part of your skin. Mm-hmm. You're burning it. And then nair is a chemical burn. Mm. So.
Well, that's only if you do it wrong. We get our eyebrows waxed all the time.
No, I do not. I do not get my eyebrows waxed.
I used to get my eyebrows waxed. I'm not no more.
Okay.
But if they leave it on too long,
mm-hmm.
burn.
Oh, Jesus.
But if they just put it on, pull it off.
Mm. My skin is quick. Extremely sensitive.
Mine
so
is too.
I can't. Like, I naired my arms one time. I will never do it again.
Nair smells so bad.
Oh, my God. It was the worst. The worst.
It smells so bad.
It was horrible. Actually, mine didn't smell bad, but my body had a horrible reaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be put on antibiotics.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
I would say that I believe that you are not the only woman experiencing something like this. And I think that it's very brave of you with, like, how uncomfortable you are with it,
mm-hmm.
that you're actually sharing it.
Yeah.
Because to me, that says that you're ready to process and mm-hmm. you're ready to move forward.
Yeah.
So it's, like, completely healthy and completely okay to cry about it and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I think you're doing a hell of a job not saying that person's name, because mm-hmm. I would have been on this. I'm like, all right, look. He said it, Your Honor.
He said it. I was there. I remember.
That was him right there.
Oh, man. It's just the worst. I just felt so defeated. Like, I'm just. But I will say, I like not being in a relationship. I am so happy I don't have to have that responsibility. But single life sucks.
Well, I think it's, why do you think that single life sucks?
Because I don't have that continual presence of somebody. Or, because I'm an affectionate person. Mm-hmm. I'm very affectionate. So I'm going to hold you, wrap my legs around you, do something. I'm going to lay on you, pick mm-hmm. at you. You know, I feel like I'm a cat sometimes. Like, I'll be there, I'm cool, and then all of a sudden I just pounce. And I think I miss that, especially like rolling over in the middle of the night and trying to spoon someone and ain't nobody there but that 7-year-old pillow.
I feel like what you want and what you're looking for is still possible without all of the trauma that you have hanging over you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have this idea of relationships like you are obligated to do certain things.
Yeah.
Because those expectations were set before,
mm-hmm.
and that's not healthy.
Yeah.
So what you're looking for exists, but again, I'm going to ask you, if you were a man,
mm-hmm.
would you want to be in a relationship with you right now? Does that question make sense?
If I was a man.
Okay. No. Never mind.
Never mind.
Don't.
Scratch it.
Yep. Scratch okay. it. Do not. Mm-mm.
All right.
Would you want to be in a relationship with yourself right now?
I asked myself that question this morning, and the answer is, I'm moving forward.
Moving forward towards relationship or away from relationship?
Away.
Okay. Moving forward with self.
Yeah, moving forward with self. There's just a lot that I need to understand about me.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot that I've carried with me all my life because I didn't understand, and I thought that I was so, man, just I don't know. I thought I was just supposed to be grateful for a lot of things.
Baby, that's that cult brainwashing.
Yeah, it is.
I'm so sorry you had to deal with it.
I was like, no, you.
I appreciate you opening up about it.
Yeah.
It's, but more and more, I'm understanding that unfortunately you were dealt a stick that was not tall enough.
Yeah.
It's a little, you got the short end.
I got the short end of the stick.
But it's so great at the same time because you have been exposed to things that you wouldn't know what you're going through right now if you hadn't seen those things.
Yeah.
And I know, like, in life, we're always conditioned to feel a certain way and be a certain way, no matter who raises us and where we come up. We just know what we know.
Yeah.
But now, you know a little bit more, and you know differently.
Yeah.
And I just think it's a beautiful thing, because you know how many other people are, like, just stuck for years.
Oh, God.
Stuck where they're from. They never want to leave. They never seen the outside, like.
That's weird.
They're just stuck.
They're just stuck.
And they don't, they just don't know any better. They don't want to know any better. Mm-mm. They're used to it. They're just stubborn and stuck. And the good thing is that you do want to move forward with your life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that you're affectionate, but you have to figure out how. Why do I feel like I'm a doctor?
I was going to say, preach, Counselor Jessica. Gone, Counselor.
I was going to say you have to, and not that I know all the answers, but.
I need a long couch to lay
maybe
on.
Maybe I do. I don't know. I just feel like you, and I'll just keep saying I feel like, because there's no, like, definite answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like you have to figure out how to get what you want within the realms of what it is that you are and are not going to do.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be in a relationship, but you want affection.
Yeah.
I would schedule affection in with a certain someone every other day.
Yeah.
And then the other days, schedule affection in with yourself.
True.
So you can, get to know yourself and watch your favorite movies and eat your favorite food and drink your favorite drink. And
that's so weird.
You got to date yourself.
A year ago, that would be, if you told me that, I'd be like, what? Oh, my God. No. Drop to my knees. Jesus!
You got to go and get your favorite food.
Yeah.
So what I used to do, I used to go to movies by myself.
Oh, my goodness.
I used to, and I thought it was weird at first, too, but I was just like, first, I used to hate being alone. I wouldn't go to the store alone.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go anywhere alone.
Yeah.
I needed somebody to go to the gas station with me.
Okay.
Like, anywhere that I went, to the bathroom. You want to go to the bathroom with me?
I had a sister.
Come with me.
My sister was like that. Hey, I need to go to the restroom. Don't say anything. Just come with me.
It's something about not feeling right within.
Exactly.
It's like, I can't be alone. And it had a lot to do with how I grew up because I was neglected.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like if I always had somebody with me, I wouldn't feel neglected. But, you know, eventually, after years of, reconstruction, I used to date myself, go to the movies, go to restaurants. I would walk around the mall. I would go sightseeing, like, do everything by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just like, can y'all get away from me?
God, I want that.
Like, I used to be the person, and I think this, at 19, I could not sit in a room by myself and listen to my own thoughts.
Oh, Lord.
Because it would drive me crazy. Mm-hmm. I would start to cry, and I couldn't handle it, and I always wanted somebody with me because I didn't want to face it.
True.
But, you know, as the years pass and all of that therapy and stuff, that's when I don't know. Now I'm like, I am so happy with, like, my four walls. I can sit in there by myself and think and write and talk to my, like, it's good.
Yeah.
And I don't need, I can go hours without looking at my phone. Nobody call me, talk to me. Like, somebody You're call fine. Me and I'm not ready. I'm just going to turn it down low.
Okay.
And, I mean, it takes time, but you have to know what it is that you want. And if your goal is to work on you and you want to love yourself, Because once you put that value on yourself, anybody who else comes to you, they're going to be attracted to the value that you have to you. Mm-hmm. You know how, like, we say, like, we attract certain things?
Yes. Why is that?
We attract what we put out, how we feel about ourselves. Like, thoughts manifest into things.
Yeah.
And maybe it's, like, what we feel, like, subconsciously about ourselves. Like, if we're not happy with ourselves, maybe we put out that energy. And then people who see, like, she's not happy, I can take her, I can control her, I can be an asshole to her.
I do attract. I have been told I attract assholes.
Well, I have, too.
Ugh.
And it's...
they stink.
Not abnormal. Every woman has. And every woman has stepped over that motherfucker, too.
God damn. They just hurt feelings. They just hurt feelings.
I think, yeah, they hurt feelings if we let them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that comes with self-reflection.
True.
Like, nobody can tell you about your hair under your chin if you accept, I got hair under my chin, so what?
Yeah.
Like, you obviously it's mm-hmm. there. Like, if somebody points it out, it's just like,
and?
Motherfucker, don't you got hair? I forgot to pluck today.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
That's another thing. People are just so stupid. Why do you have to say what you see all the time?
Some people just are like that.
Golly.
I don't have no answers for that. Because sometimes I used to be like that. I used to say whatever comes to mind, whatever mm-hmm. I see. I mean, I was just like, so I look back and I'm like, I just did not shut up. I could have avoided so many like fights and altercations, but my ass just don't shut up. But now I know.
I would have never taken you as...
some things are better left unsaid.
I would have never taken you as a talker.
Years of growth, baby.
Years of growth.
Now I learn how to shut my mouth.
Okay.
I'm telling you, like, you can come and you can tell me your deepest, darkest secret.
Yeah.
You ain't never going to hear it ever again.
Okay.
Because I ain't going to say nothing.
That's good.
I learned. I wasn't always like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't keep my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I was just talking, not doing it intentionally.
Yeah.
I'm not just like, oh, you know what Raquel told me?
Yeah.
Like, I just couldn't keep my mouth shut. I didn't know. I had no home training.
Goodness.
I got
so dying to have. It is a major need.
Everybody needs home training.
Everybody needs some home training. My God. What else? What's going on in your life? What's up?
I started a new 30-day workout challenge.
Yeah.
For those of you who know, I am a boxer, but I've been on like a 2-year hiatus
mm-hmm.
because I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And then I had my baby.
Yeah.
And then it hasn't been an entire year since I've boxed because I have boxed, but I can't adjust. I won't say I can't. I've been having trouble adjusting to life with 2 kids.
Okay. That's normal.
And after the second one, when I went through that postpartum depression, it's still lingering and mm-hmm. every day is a fight.
Yeah.
And boxing, I fought at 106 pounds,
mm-hmm.
but I would walk around at like 110, 112.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is the heaviest that I've ever been, which is 130. And I know some people are like, oh, that's not heavy. Like, first of all, you can't tell me how to feel.
Exactly.
130 is heavy to me.
Exactly.
It may not be heavy to you in comparison to how, like, I've looked before mm-hmm. or felt before. I feel disgusting. I feel gross. When I'm working out, it's difficult for me to do certain things. I can't lift my legs up off the ground. When I'm walking, I'm like... It sound like Godzilla walking through the damn building. My butt cheeks are so, like, my butt is wide. It's huge, and I just can't deal with it. I want to be skinny again. I used to have 6-pack.
Yeah.
I was flat stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I just, my waist was cinched, and yeah. I'm just not there anymore. And I've never had an issue with motivation, ever.
Mm-hmm.
But now I do.
Mm-hmm.
And now I need a workout partner. And now I need motivation. I need something. I need that 30-day challenge mm-hmm. to tell me this is what I'm working towards. If mm-hmm. I don't got a plan, I can't do it.
Yeah.
And excuse me, I don't know what's going on with my nose, but that's, I mean, that's new for me. I'm on day two, and I almost threw up this morning.
Ew.
And out of all the years that I've been boxing, 10 plus years, never threw up while working out, ever. I feel like I've never did a lunge or a squat in my entire life.
That is hilarious.
My legs hurt so bad. I feel like I never had a muscle.
I saw her today. I saw you earlier at work. I ran up and slapped her butt.
It hurt so bad.
Oh my God, I'm so sore. I said, I know.
The nurses were trying to give me muscle relaxers and and Tylenols. And I'm like, no, I'm not taking that.
Oh, you didn't drink any pickle juice at least?
That's a myth, I believe.
No, it is not.
I used to drink pickle juice.
I do it all the time. No. Either, yes. You can even drink Pedialyte.
Yeah, that's for dehydration, though.
It helps with muscle aches.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I used to drink Pedialyte at weigh-ins all the time.
Oh, wow.
I would drop like 10 pounds, and then I hide my Pedialyte in my bag so nobody else knew that I was dehydrated.
Yeah.
And then I go to the bathroom and chug it.
Jesus.
And then gain 10 pounds right back.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Just like that. That's
just
sodium.
Like that.
That's sodium.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, but you can drink pickle juice.
I don't know. My coach told me don't do that.
Why?
Because it's a lot of sodium.
Oh.
Probably. Especially, like, if we're dehydrated, we shouldn't. Especially, like, not dehydrated. Mm-hmm. If we are trying to lose weight, there is a dehydration process that is not healthy.
Yeah.
But we do it when we stand on the scale.
Okay. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's weird.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, maybe one day.
I want to learn how to box.
Yeah, you should. It taught me a lot of discipline. It taught me self-defense. It got to the point where, like, I used to be really hot-headed, and I would fight all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when I learned how to box, it was just, like, in my mind, like, I wish you would come over here. You're going to run into something. Now I was just like, baby, don't try me. Please.
Oh, my God.
I would hit you, like, 5 times before you even blink to hit me once. If you move your hand, I'm coming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that. I want that.
It may help you in your anger outbursts.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of pent-up anger. Sometimes it just brews. I really feel like my sign. I feel like a bull.
Mm.
I feel like... You know, I'm just...
I've seen it. I've seen that bull.
Smoldering just.
I have seen that bull. I was just like...
Oh, my God.
Okay, come on. Get off me.
Oh, right. My God.
I don't... Baby, you don't want this problem. Can I walk with you?
Oh, my God.
See, if I wasn't disciplined, then I couldn't help calm you down.
Exactly.
And then, you know...
It's just ridiculous.
If I was the old me, I'd be like, who the hell you telling to get off of you?
Oh my.
I'm just trying to help your ass.
Damn. That's how I would have responded.
Now I'm just like, okay, let me know if you need me.
I'll just be right here. You're safe. No, yeah, I have a lot of anger. It's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
You should find a gym and sign up.
I will. I'm gonna do it.
I miss competing. I think about boxing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Since COVID started, I dare step in like a boxing gym. They're supposed to be sanitized, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I had to take my kids to the boxing gym, and I was like, yeah.
I would have been, like, my nerves would have been bad.
Oh, yeah, I left. I was like, come on, let's go.
Wow.
Because they're just, like, crawling everywhere.
Oh, no.
And touching everything. And everybody's sweaty.
Oh, gross.
And then, like, we're throwing punches at each other's heads. Oh, and, like, your sweat gets on my face and my blood gets on you. Like.
And then it falls on your baby's lips on accident.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad that nightmare's over. And next, You know, I wrote this little thing about words. Well, I didn't really write anything. I did. I was just looking up words and how, you know, how words have power,
mm-hmm.
whatever. So I was reading this off of, it was a piece, an article by Huffington Post, Washington Huffington Post. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say it? And it was, the title was The Power of Unspoken Words. Mm. So basically it just says, Words are singularly the most powerful force available to humanity. We can choose to use this force constructively with words of encouragement or destructively using words of despair. Words have energy and power with the ability to help, to heal, to hinder, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and to humble. I thought that was really interesting.
It's true.
It's very true. I think, like, for me, every day when I get up, mm-hmm. I like to be in the right mood, the right vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you bring, you know, everywhere with you, you know, people feed off of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a train reaction, a chain reaction. And I just, I guess... it's not very hard for me to, like, talk to people and be a people person because I just really like people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, if anything, I just, I like people. I love saying hello.
If I could just love hugs. Walk by people all the time and not speak, I would.
Oh, my God.
I speak to people because, you know, it's just, well, let's see. I don't speak to people in public. Mm-hmm. I speak to people at work.
Okay. I speak to people in public.
I don't.
Like, it's bad sometimes. Like, I'm having fun by myself
mm-hmm.
in the mall. And the outfit that I've picked out, it's so, it's just everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing in the mirror. It is cute. I cannot be the only one to know this. So I have to, like, ask other people.
Do you like my outfit? Is it cute?
Oh, my God. I'm ridiculous.
Mm-mm. Me? I don't care if you think my outfit is cute. I don't care if you think anything about me. I don't care if you think about me at all. Looking at me, it don't matter.
Oh, man. I'm going to be there one day.
Yeah, it takes time.
It takes time.
I used to care. I used to be, like, really, really, really attention-seeking. Like, I would do everything to get attention.
Mm.
I would talk loud. I would scream. I would, like...
what?
Yeah, that's what type of kid I was. Like, teenager, up until about 18, 19. When I would go to the club, I would wear, like, the brightest, shortest dresses.
What?
The tallest, loudest heels.
You sound annoying.
Mm. People loved me. People loved me, and I loved the attention that they gave me.
Huh.
I used to get in everywhere for free. I used to hop the line.
What? You used to get in everywhere free?
Yes. Baby, I was it. And I wanted to be it. But I grew up and I was like, yeah, that's not what I want to be. I still have like a superstar in me.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be a superstar who can still live a life without public eye.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's why I do a lot of big things behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. I love working behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be seen. I remember being a teenager. I used to have to travel, whatnot, for this job that we used to have to do. And I used to have to speak in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they say that speaking in front of people is the number one scariest thing anybody wants to do. And they say, like, to, you know, feel comfortable is to, like, either look at the top of everybody's head or just imagine everybody naked.
Oh, I can't.
Look at you.
If I did, I'd be like, oh, my God. I just can't. I just picture, like, an old white man with a wrinkly skin. Oh, and God. Saggy balls.
Oh, my God.
But it didn't have a penis.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. It didn't have a penis.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Or like saggy breasts.
Well, my boobs are saggy.
Oh my God, mine are so cute. So beautiful. They are. They're just, I'm really proud of them. I really am.
Man, my boobs are, they out of it. They done been, they done breastfed and, they're not even supposed to be this big. Like I used to, yeah, I used to have small boobs that like set up.
Wow.
That's okay. When I lose my little 15 pounds,
okay,
they're going to be exactly where they need to be.
Okay. All right. Do you feel like you, down the road, do you feel like you would, you know, fix some things like go under the knife? Maybe like some Botox.
I would love to get a mommy makeover.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Don't they like cut the stomach and
mm-hmm.
they, cut the... I always said I wanted to cut the stretch marks off.
Oh,
but I have like this big tattoo on my stomach.
Oh God!
And I'm like, I ain't gonna show y'all.
Yeah, please.
I can show them. I don't want to though. It ain't none of y'all business.
Exactly. She doesn't care. She does not care. She doesn't care.
But I have like this these stretch marks, and I would love to cut those off. I wouldn't do like. Shoot, I get liposuction everywhere. I get liposuction in my legs. Like,
really?
My legs. I hate my legs, and I've always hated my legs because I have really huge legs.
Really?
I have huge calves. It looked like I've been climbing trees my whole life.
Oh, my God. At least you don't have sausage for legs. I feel like my legs look like boudin.
What?
Yes, from the knee down, from the back especially. You know how, like, sausage links are?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yes, girl. I have no calf muscle.
When we did our photo shoot, I remember that's probably the first time you ever seen my legs. You said, oh, I like those calves.
Yes.
I was like, what?
Yes.
I was like, I hate my calves.
Yes.
I hate them. They're so big.
I think.
Like, why are they so big? I don't understand. It's boxing. Boxing, mm-hmm. like. You know, you have to be on the balls of your feet.
All the time.
But I hate it.
Maybe I could get some calves. I could develop.
I'm sure you can.
A bit of a calf.
I'm sure you can.
I think anything is possible at this time. I mean, we're dealing with a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But wait. We're also having to prepare for a hurricane.
Oh, yeah. If you're in the
oh, my
Houston,
goodness. Louisiana.
Houston or Texas, Louisiana area.
Coast. You're in trouble.
Well, I hadn't been tracking it until someone told me this morning, are you ready? Are you ready? Do you have water? And I'm like, I mean, I got the regular amount of water. No. They were like, no, what if, you know, the drainage line gets hit or the power goes out?
Exactly.
Like, what are your kids going to eat?
Exactly.
I'm like, my refrigerator is full of food. I don't have a backup generator. I don't have enough water.
I don't have any flashlights. I need to go get some flashlights if it's not too late to find them.
But I saw that it's just going to be a lot of winds and probably not a lot of rain.
Well,
so potentially we won't flood. And
hopefully.
And at this point, it doesn't look like it.
Well, you know, they did. I was reading a little something about it. They said that they compared it to Ike and Rita.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I remember Ike. That was right after I gave birth to my first son.
Mm.
I was at my, you know, used to be in-law's house over there. And I mean, Ike did a pretty good job. It was nothing but wind. Howling wind. It was so scary. It sounded like a train at one point.
Like, is this strong enough to move cars?
Well, this is the example. I remember, like, going back to Rosenberg the next day, and, like, the whole side of the Oak Bend in Richmond, the sign had come off, and some of it was hanging.
Wow.
And, like, trees were bent, power lines were down, so people were left without power. For a while, for a good, like, week.
Wow.
So that's annoying.
See, that's what I'm not prepared for. So I guess I have to go get batteries. Oh, and candles. Candles? I'm gonna need some candles, huh?
Yeah, you can get some candles. I'm just thinking with your boys. You're gonna put them up high, right? But you can't put it too high next to anything.
Ugh.
So you would just need flashlights.
I do have flashlights, but I need batteries.
I'm gonna go to Five and Below.
Oh, now?
Well, yeah.
I'm gonna go.
We should go.
I love Five and Below.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if y'all ever been to Five and Below, but it's a store where you can buy anything for $5 or less.
Can I just say that my eyelashes are actually from Five and Below?
Oh, wow.
Yes. They have like a whole like, you know, like a little packet of like five sets of different eyelashes.
I remember we went there together.
$5. Yes.
And I got all of those accessories.
Yes.
Oh, and we got t-shirts. I love t-shirts from there.
Oh, I got a skirt from there.
Oh, wow.
And I bought Kaylee and I a bodysuit. So cute.
Oh, I bought workout stuff from there.
So do I.
A ladder, a mat, some dumbbells.
A ladder?
Yeah, the foot drill ladder.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I bought board games from there. I love that place.
I love
blankets, the seasonal blankets with like the... Like Thanksgiving, yes. Have the turkeys, yes. And then Halloween. Oh my goodness!
I love everything there. But like one of my favorites is like they're ready to color paint canvases with positive sayings.
Aww.
And then like I can never find like the right magnets for my refrigerator.
Mm.
I can always find like the right kind there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I love their gel pens.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I need to go get some stuff just in case the kids are at home bored.
Yeah, bored. What are you going to do? Oh, isn't there a radio in case we lose power? Because, I mean, you got to, like, charge your phone.
Oh, yes, you have to get...
What is that radio that whines? Oh, God.
I have this emergency bag. And in the emergency bag, It can It can accommodate up to 7 people.
Okay.
And it has like an emergency radio. It has flashlights. It has water bags. It has like the filter. You can sip through the water.
What?
Yeah. It has food bars. It's so weird. It's like a if the world was ending type of bag.
Wow.
It got like tarps for tent. It got emergency blankets. It got hand warmers.
Oh,
everything.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
I am worried about my windows because I live in an apartment and windows in an apartment ain't shit.
Yeah.
And so.
Stay away from the windows.
Okay.
Oh, my apartment complex sent this to me.
I'm going to be sitting in my hall, my tiny hall. I'm going to be coloring and doing puzzles.
Loving on yourself.
You loving myself. Oh, I'm going to paint my nails. Oh, my God.
Oh, good.
I have like little feet things to do. Okay.
It says remove any and all loose items from your patio. Turn the refrigerator and freezer to the coldest setting and keep them closed as much as possible so that they will last longer if the power goes out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, we need to do that. Secure all personal belongings and important documents. Oh yeah. Close the blinds and all windows where possible.
Mm-hmm.
This will lessen the impact of glass breaking. Do not tape windows. Power down and unplug all computer equipment.
Don't tape the windows?
It said don't tape it.
Wow.
Including computerized telephone systems to avoid loss of information if power is disruptive.
Yeah, I got a lot.
Close all doors. Also, a good tip is to take pictures of all your belongings.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have to do an insurance claim,
true.
You have proof that you actually had those
lost
items.
Those valuables, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yippity skippity. We're not suspect. Well, you live in a different area than I do.
Mm-hmm.
I live a little closer to work than you do.
Yeah.
So that area, when Harvey hit, of course, Harvey was just water.
Mm-hmm.
It flooded there for a while, and even like that last tropical rainstorm we had, it flooded in the area too. So hopefully it is just, you know, well, anything it brings, it's going to be horrible. It's just going to be horrible.
Yeah.
Everyone, please be careful. You know, I know that we're very resilient and strong people. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that we should be lazy, you know, go out there, make sure. If you don't care anything about you, go check on your neighbor. Okay? Mm-hmm. Go check on your neighbor.
Yeah.
Make sure everyone has what they need and they can get to where they need to go. Everyone fill up your gas tanks.
Why do they say fill up your gas tanks? In case you have to evacuate?
Yeah. Yeah. And see, then there's Rita. Wasn't that the hurricane where it didn't do much of anything, but everyone was stuck on the roads?
With no gas?
They ran out of gas. There was, like, all the gas stations were dry. People on the road, they were running out. It was so hot. It was incredibly hot. I remember, like, they said that an old folks home van bus had caught fire.
Oh, wow.
Some people had fallen out over exhaustion. That's why they have, like, the whole, like, the roads where it has evacuation route. That's actually new. That was because of that hurricane.
Wow. I don't think I was in Texas then. So we are out of time.
Yes, unfortunately.
I know. We can just talk forever.
I know.
We do appreciate you guys listening to our disorganized conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We know you guys talk like this on a regular. Nobody can, like, seriously, no one
Mm-mm.
can stay on one topic
no.
the entire time that they're talking.
No.
Not for a whole hour.
No. Mm-mm.
This is not possible.
No. There's a lot of articles out there that says that people, actually from different age groups, they just randomly dump, you know, words and conversations that has nothing to do with anything.
Mm-hmm.
We just dump it like it's like almost like a throw up. Blah.
Yep.
That was gross. Okay. Oh no. I'm a sympathy vomiter. I'm done.
It's not real.
Yes, it is.
Oh
my God. You, oh no.
Dee hates when I do that.
Oh God.
He's like, you always do that.
Ugh, my throat, my mouth is like saliva. Keep it together. Keep it together.
Thank you, guys. Y'all be safe.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's R-A-Q-Y,
the
letter N-J-I-F-F-Y.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch. I give up on the outro. We're not doing an outro anymore because no one can fucking shut up. Thank you.